Yes, indeed. And, I don't think all athletes all over the place this weekend, and from America to Spain, to Scotland, and indeed then competing at home today. So let's get on with the report, and we'll go to the United States, first of all, to the New Balance Indoor Grand Prix, where Mark English was competing, as was Russian Flanagan. A really strong performance, a really fast finishing race in which Mark realized that he has the gears to really go at it in the final phase of the race, and he did a 1:46.58, which was a season's best, obviously, but it was a world-class field. It was won by the Spanish guy who was a world indoor gold medalist some time ago, so he was in good company, and a US guy was second. So 1:46.58 for Mark. He'll be happy with that, and his confidence is strong. He'll stay in the States, and he'll compete in Melrose Games in New York, the big World Athletics meet next weekend. So that's the story with Mark. A positive performance, finishing third in a world-class field in Boston. Also at the same meet, as we were saying there, Russian Flanagan, another PB, another Donegal indoor record, 8:53.50, taking a little slice off what she performed last week, 1:53.55 last week, so well done to her, and a strong 3K performance for her. And at the same meet, Keelan McFadden was in a high school mile. Obviously it was experience that was necessary there, and he got that experience, and it's part of a development process really for the young athlete, the young talented athlete from Cranford. So we didn't anticipate that he was going to get in medals or get anywhere, but he just needed to be there to be in that environment and to get some confidence and some, just learning experience out of the race. So that would have happened for him. He had a 4:25 mile, and dominated by, obviously, the American high school milers. And it's very important to say, he was giving away 2 years to them. So, in his mind, hopefully he's thinking, right, I want to be back there next year, and I want to get that experience once again. And no doubt he will, and he will improve further. That was there. Also in the States, last night as well, was Ailish Flanagan. That's Roisin's sister. She was competing in Colorado, North Carolina, actually, and she did a really strong time as well for a season opener indoors at 8:59. So one of the fastest 3K times ever by an Irish athlete in the ranking list. So the two Flanagan girls are really shaping up very, very well. Roisin has a slight worry with her knee at the moment. So hopefully that'll clear up and she'll be able to continue into the season and into the outdoor season eventually. So that's the story from the States. Then we had the story from over in Spain, where Letterkenny and Finn Valley were competing the European Champions Cup. Obviously, Letterkenny in the senior Champions Cup, a strong performance there from them. They finished 10th. Nikita Burke was their lead runner. Nolene Scanlon and Natasha Adams were the other scorers on the team. Shauna McGeehan was on board as well. 24th for Nikita. She was their lead runner. Letterkenny were 10th, as I say, so well done to them. And Finn Valley were in the under-20 race, in the finishing 8th team. Eimear McCarr was their lead runner, finishing 13th. She was probably the pick of all the Donegal runners that were out there. She was in the top 7-8, right nearly right throughout. Just lost it in that final phase of the race, to finish 13th. But a strong performance from this very talented young Finn Valley girl. So Eimear McCarr, 13th. She was the best of the Finn Valley scoring girls. And then Amy Timoney was scoring as well, as was Sarah Bradley. So they finish in its team. Great experience for them once again. They were there last year as well. So, they just need to bang on from this. That was the story from Spain. Then we had Scotland yesterday. Amy Timoney was the star performer there. She finished second, just beat by inches for the Scottish title under 17, 60-metre hurdles. So the Finn Valley girls, she's just really... Oh, she was just on the edge, coming very strong at the finish. Just that early attack to the first hurdle needs to be improved, and she's going to improve as the Irish indoor scene kicks in for that age group now. So Amy Timoney, student at the community school there in Dunlow, a member of Finn Valley, finishing second, just 0.01 away from the gold in the under 17 60 metre hurdles. Lauren Callaghan was in the long jump. She finished fourth at 5.84. And Kitty Louise McMonigan was in action as well in the 60 and the 200, both in Valley. And she finished and got into the semi-final, came through the heats into the semi-final. But again, she's carrying an injury, so she just needs to give that a few days before she kicks back into competition again. Then today, we had some good, strong performances from Donegal athletes in Athlone, the National Masters Indoor Championships. We had gold medal performances from Katrina Devine, 1500 KWA. And both sisters really, really, really excelled. No worries to them. They had that positive attitude about them and brought them a victory. And we had Bosco Reid, based in Bulcrana now, of course, but member of Finn Valley, and Bosco winning the shot. So well done to those three gold medal winners. Then we had silver medal for Kay Byrne in her 1500 metres age category. Age categories, of course, are a 5-year gap thing, like 35 to 40, 40 to 45. So you're competing with athletes within your age range, 5-year age range there, from 35 to 40, 40, 45, 50 to 55, that type of thing. So Kay, second in her 1500 metres, did very, very well, but she was just outran in the final laps. So so well done to her. Patrick Galvin, of course, he got silver medals in the long and the high in his age category, so well done to him. And Danny Sharkey from Letterkenny was in the medals as well. He finished third in his walk. So good few athletes getting in on the medal story, but those three gold medals for Sinead McConnell, Katrina Devine, and Bosco Reid. So well done indeed to them. So busy weekend once again, and those results from the States, very, very encouraging from the two Flanagan girls, and indeed from Mark Inglis as he moves on now to the Millrose Games in New York.